And just like that, the country was officially on lockdown. We were turbocharged into pandemic operations. The world of...
Can you see my screen?
And...
You are on mute.
At first, we had 21 days to contend with, and knowing there was an end day helped. The lockdown was extended after 21 days as South Africans battled COVID-19. It turned our country upside down, an emotional roller coaster ride we could not get off. Besides juggling operating in the new world in terms of business, we were also managing personal challenges that came with space, technology, homeschooling, and many adjustments that needed to happen fast. As a communications agency, the entire value chain was under pressure. Most non-essential business stopped trading during lockdowns. This led to a catastrophic ripple effect, and many businesses closed or cut back. We knew we needed to adjust our priorities expediently. Most of our clients cut back on consumer advertising, but channeled the funds in other areas of the business, especially internal marketing and digital. Because of low business confidence, there was a 40% drop in marketing expenditure as businesses navigated the new trading environment. Like many businesses, we too felt late payments, budget reductions, and adjusted timelines. We had to weather the storm and manage our cash flow with one eye on the economy. There are some fundamentals we focused on to manage these turbulent 18 months. Number one, upping the ante on care. Emotionally, it was taxing, managing the emotional and socioeconomic impact that our staff was feeling with families and loved ones affected by COVID-19 related retrenchments, sickness and deaths. Keeping up with the demands of our work while managing loss and pain around us has to be one of the biggest challenges we faced. The business supported our teams with funeral arrangements, medical and emotional support, home connectivity. Care was paramount for us. Number two, human resources. We had to ensure that our staff was looked after and supported. This meant more focus on interventions aimed at keeping team morale. Conversations and check-ins with our teams were intensified to ensure that we understood the state of our teams and where we should support them. With HR efforts in place, it was easier to manage the emotional toll on our staff while giving them hope and encouragement. Number three, business continuity and revised processes. Keeping the business moving through disruptions needed careful attention. Things were changing daily. We needed to ensure that as we were always on the pulse of any changes. We introduced new measures that integrated remote working into our processes to manage effectiveness, and this helped a great deal. The concern around remote working has been to ensure that our staff is comfortable where they work and also that we manage quality control of our output. Four, halt non-essential expenditure. Before the pandemic, we were busy with our office refurb and extension. This came to a halt. With this came a period of extreme financial scrutiny to cut costs and manage uncertain cash flow. Number five, managing fear. It was important for me as a leader to communicate regularly and ensure that the team was appraised on developments in our agency. There were a lot of negative sentiments in news and social media with talk of business closures. Regular communication helped. As a fun bunch of people, we remembered our resilience and the feeling that we were stronger together. Number six, walking away stronger. COVID-19 was a masterclass in the art of the pivot. It needed us to relook at our business deeply. For me, the delicate balance of business continuation and support of our people through a global crisis. Consistency in how we show up has been a game changer for us. The focus on our people and their well-being has resulted in a better organization today. Our team is intact, and we are grateful not to have cut staff at this time. While I was terrified when the President instituted the lockdown and subsequent extensions, the process has been a masterclass in leading through difficulty. And just like that, we keep pushing forward, regardless.